WD-40YH, repeat, it was back on the air.
It, no effect, so definitely appreciate you doing that, so at least rules that out. You might have to, like I say, float up and down the band from 144 to 145, see if you spot anything that's really strange and out of the ordinary. And if you're not picking it up there, then when it's not at that site, we'll have to start fanning out.
Have a minute and I'll get back to you. We'll float around the yard and see what I see.
I hope you find it. We'll be crossing our fingers and saying our prayers. K9OH.
Buck, then. Talk to you in a few minutes, WD-40YH. WD-40YH. Can you notify the DigiPeter guys and ask them to verify that their equipment is working before I leave?
Now let me see if I can go back and find his number. Stand by.
Stand by.
WD-40YH, get on with
you. Right, go ahead.
I left him a voicemail. Hopefully he'll call me back and I'll let you know something.
Okie doke. I'm going to take walkie-talkie and walk around. I'll have you on one side and the other frequency on the other side and see what I see.
Do that. K9OH. Thank you for looking.
WD-40YH.
4VWA, mobile.
Johnny, whatever it is, just moved right over my frequency and sat there.
I don't hear anything up here at all on 145.
Copy. Have you drifted down the band at all?
Next step, I pretty much walked the grounds on 145. Pick a frequency to go to.
Put at each spot that you're going to check, and I would just float, drift down the band. I'm trying to, I'm generating signals on 144.87. 144.87 is the input to mine. And that's where it seems to be the worst at the moment. But it, you know what I'm doing with you.
Bye.
Copy. It's also eating up the input to 145.13, which is 144.53. 144.53. Can I know which?
Repeat that frequency, please.
144.53. 144.53.
Stand by one, I'll go there and check. There's nothing on your input, even with the squelch open.